One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell somebody he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Sure he's not. He said, for with the heart man believeth. That's verse 10 of Romans chapter 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart you believe unto righteousness. What's the second part of it? And with what?
The mouth.
The mouth. What happens? Confession is made unto salvation. Listen, some of you say, well, I believe my problem is going to go away one day. That will not change it. That is good, but it will not change it. I believe one day God's gonna make something happen. All right, that's nice. You're talking good about God, but it will not change the situation. He says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That you have believed unto righteousness doesn't change anything. How many of you remember Lazarus in the Bible? Lazarus, who was a beggar. And when he died, the angels came and took him to heaven. Come on, talk to me. You remember that story?
Yes.
But he was a beggar. And the Bible says he had wounds all over his body. Wasn't God there? God was there. After when Lazarus died, he said angels to pick him up. They didn't pick him up because he was poor. They picked him up because he was a righteous man. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. Look at the 10th verse. How many of you remember Lazarus in the Bible? Lazarus, who was a beggar. And when he died, the angels came and took him to heaven. Come on, talk to me. You remember that story?
Yes.
But he was a beggar. And the Bible says he had wounds all over his body. Wasn't God there? God was there. After when Lazarus died, he said angels to pick him up. They didn't pick him up because he was poor. They picked him up because he was a righteous man. Under the old covenant, he was a righteous man. But he was sick. He was dying, he was afflicted, he was poor, and God can change it. God can change it. He was a righteous man, but a suffering righteous man. He believed unto righteousness, but didn't change anything. Are you listening to me now? There's a lot of righteous people, glory to God, but they're suffering. And they don't know why. And they stand on the other side and look at those of us who are, oh boy, my, who are having a time with life. And they say, well, they must be doing something wrong. Keep pointing your accusing finger. Doesn't change anything. You remain in your suffering state. Can only keep interceding for you that one day your eyes will be opened. But I've made up my mind to have a good life. The Bible says David, when he was old, he was full of days and goodness. God had touched his life and blessed him. He was the one that said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He didn't say goodness. He didn't say, I'm praying that goodness and mercy will come to me. He didn't say, I'm praying that God will give me goodness and mercy. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what David said. What about you? You're standing there and struggling and struggling and struggling. Yet the Bible says, they which believe and enter into his rest have ceased from their struggles. See why your life is full of struggling? Some even say it. You say, how are you? Say, we're struggling. They think it's nice to talk like that. They think it's humble. No, 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 you're not being humble. You're being stupid. Yeah. To talk like that is not right. It's wrong for a child of God to talk like that. You're struggling because you're ignorant. Jesus said you err because you know not the scriptures. He says you err because you know not the scriptures. God said my people perish. My people suffer. My people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. That's why they suffer. He didn't say my people perish because I don't answer their prayer. He didn't say my people perish because they don't pray. He said because they lack knowledge. What knowledge? Revelation knowledge. The knowledge of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can put a stop to your struggles. You can put a stop to your problems, to your sorrows. I don't have problems in life. I face things that challenge my faith. And boy, am I glad every time there are such crises. Why? Because they are bread. Read it. I'm just like Paul in the Bible. He said, I rejoice in my infirmities. He said, I'm glad when problems come. I'm not the first to talk like that. See that? I'm not the first to talk like that. The Bible says we should follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's like Paul. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am, daring to be independent of circumstances. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, New GRA, after La Rema Hotel, behind Globe FM. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0813-168-0757 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.